I would love to hear some of the highlights of both of those topics, if you would, because I'm so interested in them.
Absolutely. Starting with sleep, we started off the conference with a seminar on Sleep Your Way to Better Health, because sleep, according to the research that I've done for my Sleep Well Again book, sleep is the greatest predictor of how long you will live. Not your body weight, but if you are underslept, if you're chronically sleep deprived, which by definition means that you get less than 7 hours of sleep on a regular basis. And so there's been large studies where they followed people over decades, and if you sleep less than 7 hours each week, you have a markedly decreased life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that to be one of the most critical points, because when we're sleep deprived, what eats away at our life expectancy is, first of all, Neil, I'm calling you Neil.
That's okay.
Bill, sorry, I spoke to Neil earlier.
Yeah.
Bill, is that when we're sleep deprived, we are hormonally imbalanced, and that creates weight gain for us.
Mm-hmm.
It creates accelerated aging. It increases our risk of heart disease and stroke, of type 2 diabetes, because it brings on insulin resistance. We can have elevated blood sugars, elevated blood pressures, all of these things when we're sleep deprived. And so I taught people a lot of the things that are going on within our bodies while we're asleep that God has created to happen in a span of 7 to 8 hours of a good night's sleep,
mm-hmm.
and all that we were losing when we didn't get that.
Everything you said sounds kind of scary to me, actually.
Yeah, it is. You know, when we lose the ability for our immune system, that's another thing when we're sleep deprived, for our immune system to attack the things that attack us,
mm-hmm.
well, then we put ourselves at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we as believers want to be healthy, for heaven's sake, if we want to be used by God for all of the years that he originally intended in his perfect will for us, then we need to be on board and we need to sleep one-third of our days away.
Mm-hmm.
We need that 7 to 8 hours of sleep, because that is what is going to give us the full, maximal, perfect plan that God had for our life expectancy so we can serve him strong.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, do naps help at all? Is that money back in the bank, the sleep bank, or do we need to have it continuous?
The research on napping mm-hmm. has been, if you have a difficult time sleeping at night, your nap times actually work against that. If you have to sleep because, say, your kids keep you up all night or you're sick, a nap should be less than 30 minutes, or it should be a full sleep cycle of 90 minutes.
Mm.
Not in between, because everyone knows if you've ever woken up sometime between 30 minutes and 90 minutes, you're in a grog that you can't shake for about 3 hours.